Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. Today we are looking at the Psalms. So turn pretty much to the halfway point of the Bible. Find Psalm 87. We'll be reading Psalms 87 through 89. Taking some devotional pauses. Thinking about application at the end. And closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for the Psalms. For these prayers. For these songs. For the emotion that is brought out through this Hebrew poetry and from the hearts of those who wrote them to you. Help me to sense that today. Help me to feel that today. Help me to be able to emote the same way in praising you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 87, of the sons of Korah, a psalm, a song. He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush, and will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed, the Zion of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, all my fountains are in you. That was Psalm 87, lifting up the holy city, mentioned Zion, and this is basically speaking of Jerusalem. Psalm 88, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Lenioth, a Maskol of Heman, the Ezraite. Again, these are titles that were added. They were not a part of the scriptures per se, but to try to add some historical significance, although a lot of these things we don't necessarily know exactly what they were or who some of these were. All right, verse 1. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in your despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. I love how there are psalms, often called the lament psalms, which cry out to God with these difficult, terrible feelings, these feelings of rejection, these feelings like God has taken everything away. And God allows it to be a song. He allows it to be in the song book for the people of Israel. He allows for their emotions to be expressed in this way. Psalm 89. A Maskol of Ethan, the Ezraite. Okay, so this is... He was also involved in the one we just read, Psalm 88. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt your horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. And I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. So he, you know, lets him know that the kingship of David is going to last, even though David had consequences for his own sins. And those who come after him, who do not do what is right, God is going to give them consequences. God is going to punish them, but he is still going to bless Israel overall and this kingship of David and his heirs. Verse 34. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and have defiled the crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death, or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. That's the end of Psalm 89. They're not really called chapters, but Psalm 89 and the end of our reading for today. This one's interesting, Psalm 89, as he praises God, lifts praises to God, talks about God's promises to his people and the line of David and all those things. But then he looks at his present situation and says, where are you, God? What are you doing? It doesn't seem to be happening the way that you said it would happen. And then at the very end, praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And I think that's where I'm going to draw my application for today. When you look at what's going on in the world, when you look at what's going on in my life, when you look at what is happening that we wish was not happening, when you look at the things that don't seem to fit the promises of God, we eventually come back and remember God's promises will always last, even through difficult days, through suffering and even death. God's promises remain. Therefore, no matter what's going on in life, we can always come back to this. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. May I praise you today, no matter what happens in my life in this world, knowing that your promises remain. And on that, I can praise you no matter what. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen.